It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
What do you think of role play?
It can be fun.
Yeah? Well, Jan has this schoolgirl fantasy.
It's a pretty common one.
I feel uncomfortable wearing the dress.
It's dirty. It's hairy. And it smells delicious.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're having a good time. Hope you are, too. Right now, we got a chance for you to win a pair of tickets to see blues rock guitarist George Thorogood with the unique blues style of Buddy Guy.
Buddy Guy.
I like saying Buddy Guy. Caller 1-800-877-365-3636. George Thorogood and Buddy Guy live at Wolf Trap Wednesday night, August 13th at 7:30. Tickets and info are available at 877-WOLF-TRAP or visit wolftrap.org. If you're caller 100 right now, you get a pair of tickets to that great show. I'd like to be at that show. Sounds really, really good. Ready to open up the audio vault?
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it right now. Let's get her open. Robbie, what do we have in the big old audio vault today?
You know, it seems sometimes we just go too long without looking to what Regis is up to.
Ah, love Regis Philbin.
How is he? Still alive?
Yeah, and they've started a new feature on their program.
What's that?
Which is basically a ripoff of viewer mail, but they're very excited because it's email.
Email?
And they had on
We're doing that tomorrow on the show, too.
Please, yeah, send us good email queries.
Yeah, we want questions for your emails at omara@wjfkfm.com. We're going to wait till we have a few adult beverages on BYOB Friday, and then we'll read your emails tomorrow. Yeah. So if you want to hear your email on the air, give us one tonight or tomorrow at omara@wjfkfm.com. Would this involve Regis Philbin reading by any chance?
It does. Yay. And also, they had a tremendously overweight cat in the first segment.
Oh, really?
A 44-pound cat.
Yeah, exactly. A vet came out and determined on live television the gender of the cat.
Right.
And then they talked about the cat. Here's later on in the viewer mail segment.
Ah.
Regis can't read.
Okay.
That's not the right one.
Okay.
What else? The cat? Let Regis adopt the cat and they can both die together. No.
Diet together.
I want to start it again because listen to how he begins it.
They can both die together.
What else? I think it's the first thing he says.
What else? The cat? Let Regis adopt the cat and they can both die together. No.
Diet together.
I can't read.
Well, I don't know.
Sorry,
this gets to be a vicious place.
I can't read. For Christ's sake,
Nathan Lane is really, as old Queens, one of my favorite people. You like him, too.
Love him.
Nathan Lane on Regis, you said, too funny for Regis.
Yeah, at this point, Regis has basically just thrown in the towel. Here's clip one.
Now, let me ask you something. Do you have a cat in your life?
No, but ironically, Princess Chunk was my nickname in high school.
No.
Yes.
I don't believe it.
Yes, I believe there was a test where they tried to see if I was male or female.
Good morning, America.
Oh, my God.
9 a.m.
Well, that must have been quite a shock to you.
It certainly was.
That's great.
Wow.
You know what's great is that he's doing that at 9 o'clock in that family hour.
He's
I love
like
it.
That on every show.
And here's part two of
Part two of Nathan Lane.
And I did singing telegrams.
No kidding.
Oh, yes.
That kind of vanished out of sight, didn't it?
But yeah, I think I was the one who put an end to it.
Fun. Well, what did you do?
No matter what, and there were all sorts of occasions, you know. It's your vasectomy. It's your vasectomy. One little snip, you're free. Your new vasectomy, you know.
That's great.
Isn't that nice? These people don't know what I'm talking about. It's like they wandered in from a mall. God bless you. But the Miami Beach audiences are the greatest audiences in the world.
And that moron audience claps for that.
They don't know what they're clapping at, but they love it. Let me see what we got. Whoopi Goldberg, Matt Lauer, Meredith Vieira. What's hot on this right now?
I like very much, if I can find the cut.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's on number 9.
Number 9?
Number 9.
One of your favorite voices in broadcasting, Mike.
Oh, I love this. Tim Gunn?
Yes.
All right, designers, your next challenge is to design a look of your choice for a night out on the town inspired by New York at night. So we're going to take a little bus tour.
It's cold, it's wet. I don't know what to think. I'm really just thinking about my hair.
This bus is going to make 4 stops. With each stop, one group of you will get off.
Hey.
We have cameras for you to record your sources of inspiration. You'll have an hour to take photographs, and then you'll make your way back to the Atlas Apartments.
I love Tim Gunn.
Make your way back to the Atlas Apartments.
I am a gay American.
That's
your
challenge.
I like it when he's yelling because he's not normally as low as he is. This is going to be such a great time on Project One Way. I'm so excited about each and every moment of it.
It's funny that you brought up the kind of content that Nathan Lane did during the Family Hour. Did you see the interview that Matt Lauer did with the gay bitchy waiter?
I saw a little bit of it. This is a guy that wrote a book on bad waiters or people that are treating waiters very badly.
They did like 10 minutes with him. This is really the only 40 seconds you need. But again, this is during the Family Hour in on morning television.
Let's listen.
This is from your book again. But sometimes I'll employ a nifty chemical weapon that's at every waiter's disposal. Flatulence.
That's right. And sometimes
you would
can't
pass
help yourself.
Gas near their table.
You know, sometimes it just happened, and sometimes you plan it.
And then
that
what
way.
Do you do? Point the finger at the customer?
You don't say it. You just walk away and let them figure it out.
I like this. I might not exact vengeance right away. I can wait till your next visit or the time after that one. But don't kid yourself. Eventually, vengeance will be mine. Mm-hmm. I've never spat in a customer's food, but I don't claim I never will.
This food tastes like ass.
Yes, it does.
The waiter just walked by. Anything else on here, Robbie?
That's about it. They're still trying to mine that earthquake thing. You want to hear some celebrities reacting to the earthquake?
Sure, why not?
Okay, let's start here. And this list, it's a sort of a little montage, is Sharon Stone, Dakota Fanning, Lisa Rinna, and Billy Bush.
Does Sharon Stone say that it's karma that they got an earthquake in L.A.?
You're going to have to wait and see.
Okay.
That was fun, wasn't it? I felt like a real Californian. I was just like, where's my dog? I was like, oh, where's my dog?
Dakota
all
Fanning.
Of our kitchen cabinets open, actually, with like all our plates and everything, and nothing fell out.
Huh. All of a sudden, we looked up, you know, everything was shaking. The cameras were shaking. The lights were shaking. You know, there's a moment. My first thing, I go, where are the kids? My head goes to where the kids, and luckily the kids are in Canada, so we're fine.
That was an earthquake?
The quake scared me when it hit. That ain't funny.
And there's one other thing on the earthquake that I want you to play, Rob,
yes.
Out of the audio vault. Meredith Vieira, it is right before they break from commercials,
yep.
So you have to listen to this very carefully. Okay. She's talking about the earthquake and what she compares it to. Is it clear enough, do you think, where people will be able to hear it?
And what has Buzz always said about her?
Yes.
You're naughty. Yeah.
Very naughty. Naughty girl.
A little special hiding place.
Same thing would happen here. We'd run like crazy, and these guys would stand there.
Have you ever been in one?
I know,
have
right.
you ever been in one?
Never.
I once was in California and got into my hotel room and laid down in the bed. There was a little one. I thought it was like a sex bed or something. It was an earthquake, but it was just a little shaking.
It was like a
sex bed.
A sex bed.
I'll right. make the earth move.
Close that vault, Mike.
All right, very good. Thank you for being. That's good stuff. We appreciate it. That is wonderful. We'll have more of that for you tomorrow.
Yay.
It's just like a big old sex bed. Oh, I got to stop this and do this.
I want to
congratulate Mike Wilder of Bristow, Virginia. Mike gets the tickets to go see George Thorogood and Buddy Guy.
Enjoy.
And now we can hit that for you.
There you go.
Time for our final buzz of the afternoon. Here he is, the man, the legend, a man who has told me he does not color his hair. He is the legend, Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
The 2008 presidential campaign took a little bit of an ugly turn yesterday with the arrival of a new TV commercial that compares Barack Obama to Britney Spears and Paris Hilton.
This is dirty politics at its finest. This means it's going to be this way all the way to November.
Here comes the season. In the ad, we see pictures of Britney and Paris and Obama. Here it is.
He's the biggest celebrity in the world. But is he ready to lead? With gas prices soaring, Barack Obama says no to offshore drilling and says he'll raise taxes on electricity.
Now, what they do is they show pictures of Paris and Britney while this is going on.
Exactly.
And I heard an interview where they were kind of grilling the person about it today, one of the handlers for McCain.
Right.
And they were talking about the fact that they have taken the ultimate positive for Barack Obama and turned into a negative. It's so obvious what they're doing, but it is not. I don't think it's necessarily a bad strategy on the part of the McCain campaign because they got nothing else to do.
I wouldn't call it dirty. I would call it crafty.
Crafty is good.
Yeah. I think it might be dirty. I really do.
Dirty?
I'm trying to find
how
right
dirty
now.
Is it?
I'm trying to find it. Hello, moron. Where is it?
Britney Spears is said to be unfazed by the ad.
I think it's dirty.
It's dirty?
Yeah.
It's hairy.
And it smells delicious.
That tape gets me every time when he laughs.
You see the people sitting around in these war rooms for the campaigns, right. And they have to come up with, they've gotten into a strategy on both sides of the aisle where they actually say, man, this is the most advantageous situation. He's bringing 200,000 people into the square in Berlin when he talks to people. We take that and we say, oh, he's just a celebrity. And, you know,
a pop culture figure.
What's amazing, though, is when you look at the spin doctors when they are doing the talking head interviews and you know that they are so full of S.
Oh, yeah.
You know that's exactly what they're doing. But, you know, when I saw this, it's one of the, it's just on the borderline. They didn't go so far where the Obama campaign would be able to crawl out, you know, call out with, you know, indignation and say, this is an absolute outrage. Mm-hmm. They went right to the line and they didn't cross it. And so, they can run this political campaign forever.
Well, yeah. Britney Spears is said to be unfazed by the ad. I can't imagine Britney being unfazed by anything.
Hey, what's going on this side?
Paris Hilton says she's just happy to feel relevant. Her parents, by the way, gave $4,600 to the McCain campaign back in April.
Of course they did.
Now, here's Obama's actual response to the McCain ad you just heard.
They got me in an ad with Paris Hilton. You know. Never met the woman.
And of course, Obama has ads of his own featuring McCain in black and white footage, standing beside everyone's favorite president, George W. Bush.
He's practicing the politics of the past, John McCain. His attacks on Barack Obama, not true, false, baloney, the low road, baseless. John McCain, same old politics, same failed policies.
So there you are. We're back in the season again.
We're back in the season. We're also back on the low road, and I do not see this changing all the way through.
It can only get more colorful between now and Election Day.
But, you know, in a way, you have to tip the hat to the handlers that are doing, because they do whatever they can.
Yeah.
And I think it's just important for the American people to really try to cut through all the bull and try to figure out what they're going to vote for. I mean, because it's something that's going to happen, and if you get pissed off at it, you're overreacting. Mm-hmm. And if you ignore it, you know, they're going to say you're weak. You should stand up for yourself. But, you know, it's just totally irrelevant. When I saw the first time I saw this ad campaign for the ad for the McCain campaign,
I
could not believe it. I said, what the hell are they doing in the ad?
Yeah, but, you know, at the end of the day, if they've got us, they've got everybody talking about both sides. They've really sort of done their job, don't you think?
Well, we'll see what happens, because I think eventually stuff like this comes back and bites the other guy in the ass. You have to wait and see how it plays out. And usually within a week, don't we have the Gallup poll numbers where they'll specifically ask about this ad. And it is a very, very dangerous thing. Is there something in your tooth?
No, on my lip.
What's the matter with your lip?
That sword something. Is back again?
Yeah, it's the herpes.
Oh,
please don't call attention to it.
I'm not sorry. Playing beer pong with you anytime soon.
Not again.
That's how it started.
I got distracted by Rob picking his lip. You'll see whether this has worked or not very quickly, because people do have a BS meter in this country, and you'll see the polling numbers and see what happens. Well, do you want like a Band-Aid or something?
They're going quite well, thank
they're
you.
They're going to need a meter, because it's in the hands of the ad men now, I think. Right?
Ad men, like mad men.
Once again, Barack Obama finds himself also kind of getting the kind of help he doesn't need. Ludacris, who calls himself Obama's favorite rapper,
has
gotten a minor scolding from the Obama campaign for his song Politics. It's supposed to be a tribute to Obama, but it calls Hillary a bitch, President Bush mentally handicapped, and
don't you blaspheme in here, don't you blaspheme in here,
says that John McCain, quote, doesn't belong in any chair unless he's paralyzed. That's a quote from Ludacris.
Let's listen to some more of our good friend Ludacris. I'd like to send this out to Bill O'Reilly.
Okay.
Let's hear it. What?
Hey, I'm back on it. You never should have doubted him. With a slot in the president's iPod, Obama shouted him. Said I handled my biz and I'm one of his favorite rappers. We'll give Luda a special call.
All right.
O'Reilly.
Now turn it off.
Turn off what?
I know what you're doing.
Look who you
are. I know what you're doing.
Well,
you
Mike
know,
said
listen,
his name.
Listen, turn it off. I'm not on the radio station anymore.
Bill O'Reilly, ladies
and gentlemen. Yeah, I miss you,
no,
Bill O'Reilly.
No, now you miss me. Everybody misses me. That's because I got my act together, and who's looking out for you? I want to say, Ludacris.
Yes?
This is an example. example
right, you mean
of
this
what's
guy?
Wrong with the Met. Turn that crap off.
You don't like it.
Shut up. You shut up and turn that crap off.
Oh, I'm sorry. You don't like it.
That's the disintegration of the fabric of society.
Right.
And you got your Ludacris. You know,
who?
He's aligned with Barack. Ludacris.
Oh, this guy.
Turn that crap off. Paralyzed. Right now. You know, let me explain it.
Yes.
And the fact is, I saw the campaign ad for Pajama King.
You saw that.
Yeah, it's a brilliant ad. It's got Paris Hilton, Britney, and it's got you know, a wonderful rhythm to it. It's telling the truth. And then you got this Ludacris song,
who?
Which offends me at every fuck. That's Ludacris. Shut up. You're in my territory now.
Actually, you're in my territory.
This is the spin zone.
No, this is
the Michael O'Mara show.
That's right. I do the no spin zone.
You're in the wrong
You guys
studio.
Are, what you're doing, let me tell you what you're doing. Hi, folks, this is Bill O'Reilly. What you're doing, you're spinning like tops.
Sure.
You're out of control.
Right.
You're losing it. You don't have any moral fiber. You know, you got your buzz babes coming in here.
You're spinning.
Your free liquor, your hip hop music.
Right. Free
and you're going to wake up one morning, and the Rob's got a herpy on his lip, and it turns. Hey, shut up with that. Turn that crap off.
I can't find the button.
I got to go to the can. See y'all later, a-holes.
Bill O'Reilly, ladies and
gentlemen. Bill O'Reilly.
Oh, he seems very upset.
The Obama campaign has responded by saying Ludacris should be ashamed, quoting their statement. As Barack Obama has said many, many times, rap lyrics today too often perpetuate misogyny, materialism, and degrading images.
Can you slow down and read that one more time? What
sure.
do they perpetuate?
Misogyny, materialism, and degrading images. The
Thank
song
you.
Is not only outrageously offensive to Senator Clinton, according to this statement, Senator McCain and President Bush, it's offensive to all of us who are trying to raise our children with values we hold dear.
That isn't just irresponsible, it's outrageous.
And that's the bottom line. Because John McCain said so.
They're square dancing and trains and obviously balloon hats.
Uh-huh. Thank you, W.
Obviously.
And the Obama camp concludes its statement by saying, while Ludacris is a talented individual, he should be ashamed of these lyrics.
Oh, come on. He has to do that.
Yeah, he has to.
He has no choice, and that's part of the problem, because they don't think that the American people are bright enough to know that hip-hop lyrics are what they are. They're hip-hop lyrics. You shouldn't be upset about them. Just like I think the American people are smart enough to see a campaign ad with Paris Hilton and Britney Spears and not overreact to that and go, oh, man, he must be just some dumb blonde. He can't be president of the United States.
But you also thought America was smart enough to play Who Am I?
Yes. Well, that was Ron's fault.
Ron can't vote?
Ron, who also said he's not calling back again. Thank you, Ron. I thank you, and I know the listeners thank you
Obama
as well.
Clearly not blonde.
No.
Ms. Clinton.
He could be, though, just like
if he wanted to be. You can be anything in this country.
He could be using hair color on a regular basis like you.
Now, the aforementioned.
Now, he has denied that.
He actually showed me out in Cancer Corner. Buzz actually made a point of tilting his head to the light.
And what does that mean, except his stylist missed a spot?
He wanted to show me the gray hairs, and I said, oh, okay, well, the gray hairs, maybe it's time for a touch-up.
Exactly.
That's what I said. We'll have the chemical analysis done before the end of the year.
What's her name? Inga will look at it when we go to the salon together.
Inga.
By the way, Ms. Clinton will be the featured speaker Tuesday night at the Democratic Convention. That's the convention's second day, and vice presidential candidates never speak on the second day of the convention. Yeah, started to call it that. First and third nights, maybe, but never the second.
So what is the order going to be? Because I'm kind of curious about this.
Well, it hasn't completely been determined yet. In fact, I know an invitation's gone out to Al Gore. I don't know if he's accepted yet or not.
Is Ted Kennedy going to speak at the convention?
They have not announced the roster yet. We know that the invitations are going out now.
That first could night, be a pretty emotional deal with the brain tumor and
I
all
know
that.
That the first night is Gene Simmons.
That's Gene Simmons' family jewels.
So because she's speaking on the second night, that officially means Hillary's out of the running as Obama's running mate for any of you who may have still been holding out hope.
Is McCain supposed to announce a running mate anytime soon?
By the convention. The convention is the deadline. And
I heard he was like going to do it in 2 days. That's what I had heard.
It may still happen.
I heard that 2 days ago.
The time has passed.
The Veep stakes, Mike. What about the Veep stakes?
Right on. Both of them will do it when they're darn good and ready.
Okay.
The short list, meanwhile, for Obama is getting shorter, with Virginia Governor Tim Kaine apparently at the top of that list.
Really? Well, that's pretty good.
They've been saying that for a week.
That's pretty darn good for Virginia.
Big oil spilling crude and spilling money when we continue.
All right, we'll be right back with more fun and more thrills right after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.